到使徒行传。
Can we turn to the book of Acts?
第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
我们个人怎么听见他们说我们生来所用的乡谈呢？
How is it that we each hear them in our own language to which we were born?
我们帕提亚人、马代人、以兰人和住在米索波达米、犹太、加巴多加、本都、亚西亚、弗吕加、庞菲利亚。
Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia.
埃及的人并靠近古里奈的吕比地亚、吕比亚一带地方的人，从罗马来的客旅中，或是犹太人，或是进犹太教的人。
Egypt and the districts of Libya around Cyrene and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes.
哥利底和亚拉伯人都听见他们用我们的乡谈讲说神的大作为。
Cretans and Arabs, we hear them in our own tongue speaking of the mighty deeds of God.
我们读这段圣经的目的是为着要解释更清楚，就是我们所说的这个八次满月变红下雪的第一个循环。
So we want to study these verses because we want to explain more clearly the first cycle.
因为我们讲的第一个循环的时候，有很多是跟地理、跟历史有关系。
Because when we talk about the first cycle, it has much to do with history and geography.
因为我们对圣经的地理不熟悉。
Because we don't know the geography of the Bible too well.
还有呢，我们对犹太人历史也不熟悉。
And we're not so clear about the Jewish history as well.
所以我们开始的时候需要有一点准备的工作。
So we have to have a little bit of equipping first.
所以好像跟主题没有关系，其实很有关系。
As if it's nothing.Nothing to do with the theme, but it does.
所以请大家稍微忍耐一下。
So be patient.
我们在这里所讲的乃是五旬节的故事。
So the story we read here is of the Pentecost.
然后呢，因为那个时候有很多人到耶路撒冷去过节。
Because at that time many had come to Israel, Jerusalem to.
我们知道在主升天以前。
So before the Lord ascended.
以色列曾经亡过一次。
The nation of Israel had already been deported once.
那我们记得呢，就是他怎样被掳到巴比伦去。
And they were actually deported to Babylon.
那后来呢，怎么样就被带回来。
And then they were brought back.
但是还是很多犹太人散居在全世界各地。
But then there were still many Jews that were dispersed around the earth.
所以到了五旬节，那个时候刚好他们那一年刚好他们去过节。
So on Pentecost, they came to celebrate the feast.
他们当然主要是来庆祝逾越节的。
They came to celebrate the Passover.
那么就在还没有回去以前
，Before they returned home，
他们就发现耶路撒冷有个大的响声。
They discovered that in Jerusalem there was a strong noise.
所以这些人他们就聚在一起。
So they gathered together.
结果没有想到圣灵就降在他们中间。
They did not know, but that the Holy Spirit will come upon them.
那么他们就听见说很多的这些基督徒就讲起他们的乡谈来。
So then they heard all these Christians speaking in language.They understood from home.
所以这个时候你大概就知道犹太人那个时候是散居在什么地方。
So you know that how the Jews were dispersed at the time.
那为着帮助大家明白清楚。
So to help you understand more clearly.
那么大家都知道亚伯拉罕是经过幼发拉底河。
Now you know Abraham crossed the Euphrates.
他第一个渡过大河。
He was the one that first crossed the river.
所以他叫做希伯来人。
So he was called the Hebrew.
这个希伯来的意思就是。
Hebrew means the one who crossed the river.
所以当我们读圣经永远要记得幼发拉底是一个很重要的界限。
So we always have to remember that Euphrates is an important boundary.
所以这条河呢很自然比当时的世界呢就分成两半。
So this river very naturally split the world of the time.
河西呢是罗马帝国。
West of the river is the Roman Empire.
所以我们普通讲的罗马帝国它最西边是到了大西洋。
So when we speak about the Roman Empire, the westmost part is the Atlantic.
到了东边就到了幼发拉底河。
To the east is the River Euphrates.
那过了幼发拉底河就是中东了。
Once you pass the Euphrates, it's the Middle East.
那一过到幼发拉底河。
Now once you pass the Euphrates,
这个罗马的势力就可以伸到这个河的东边来。
So then the Roman influence could go beyond the river.
那么罗马帝国很努力的试着希望能把它的版图一直推到 幼发拉底和以东去。
So the Romans they tried to push the territory beyond the Euphrates.
但为什么没有成功
？Why were they not successful?
那是因为我们历史不熟。
It's because we don't know our history.
如果我们历史熟的话
，If we know our history,
在主耶稣那个时候
，During the time of our Lord,
就是中国汉朝的时候。
During the Han Dynasty in China.
那么在中国汉朝的时候呢
？During the Han Dynasty.
那个时候，如果你读中亚的历史
，So if you study the story of Central Asia,
那你就知道说，那个时候原来在这个幼发拉底河的东边有个很大的帝国。
So to the east of the Euphrates, there's a great empire.
那我们中国人称它做安息王国。
So us Chinese call them the peaceful king's empire.
那这个安息呢，其实音译不是意义，是按照音声音意思。
So it actually not doesn't really it's not translated peace.
因为他那个有一个王，他的名字就跟安息这个字很近。
Because there was a king whose name was similar to the Chinese.
所以，如果大家读中国历史的话
，So if you study Chinese history,
我们多半都知道是大齐，我们就知道说有一个叫安息王国。
So we know that there was a peace empire.
但那个时候，我们称呼罗马帝国叫大秦帝国。
So at that time, we called the Romans some other name in Chinese.
所以我们就知道说，在约幼发拉底河以西是罗马帝国。
So to the west of the River Euphrates, it was the Roman Empire.
那以东呢，就是安息王国。
To the east is the peaceful empire.
那安息王国简单的来说，他们多半都是波斯人的后裔。
They are the descendants of Persians.
所以简单的来说
，simply speaking，
就等于波斯帝国又重新抬头了。
As if the Persian Empire was restored。
那因为他们盘踞在整个幼发拉底河的东边。
But because they lived towards the east of the Euphrates。
所以罗马人怎么样都过不去。
So the Romans couldn't cross the river。
所以你可以看得出来，那个时候幼发拉底河西跟东有两个世界。
So you see, there were two worlds to the west and east of the Euphrates.
所以圣经呢，先讲了东边的。
So the Bible first talks about the east.
然后才讲了西边的。
And then it talks about the west.
讲到幼发拉底河西边，就是今天我们所熟悉的罗马帝国。
To the west of the Euphrates, we know of the Roman Empire today.
那我们讲到西洋史的时候
，Now when we speak about Western history,
其实很多的历史是欧洲的历史。
Actually, much of the history is of the history of Europe.
而欧洲呢，其实就是古罗马帝国。
But this, Europe is nothing but the ancient Rome.
所以我们在这一段圣经里面
，So in this portion of the Bible,
我们要学到一个词很重要。
We have to learn of a word, a phrase very
important. 那就是第九节。
And that's from verse 9.
我们帕提亚人
，Parthians.
帕提亚人他们建立了个王国叫帕提亚王国。
So Parthians established an empire called the Parthian Empire.
而这个帕提亚王国呢，就是安息王国。
So the Parthian Empire is nothing but the peaceful empire.
那因为你把它换成帕提亚，我们就不认得了。
But when we translate it into Parthians, we don't understand.
但如果你读一点那个时候匈奴、蒙古人他们的历史，你一定会读到安息王国。
So if you study the Mongolian history, you will read about the peaceful empire.
所以这一段跟西洋史有点关系。
There's much something to do with Western Empire.
所以我们就借着这段圣经让大家知道说。
So through this portion, we want to let everyone.
那个时候有的人从帕提亚来。
So some people came from Parthia.
那帕提亚这个地区本来在哪里呢
？So where was the Parthian territory before?
应该是伊朗稍微东边一点。
It should be to the east of Iran.
那一大块的土地通通叫帕提亚。
That whole piece of land is called the Parthian land.
然后呢，他们慢慢的就往西征服。
And then they conquered towards the west.
他们就席卷了今天整个的伊朗。
And then they absorbed today's Iran.
在席卷了今天整个的伊拉克。
And then absorb today's Iraq.
那我想为着年轻的弟兄姊妹，我多说一点。
For the young people, I want to share a little bit more.
伊拉克的南部就是巴比伦。
So the south of Iraq is Babylon.
伊拉克的北部就是亚述。
The north of Iraq is Assyria.
伊朗的南部就是波斯。
The south of Iran is Persia.
伊朗的北部就是马代。
The north of Iran is the Medes.
那所以这样大概我们有一点概念。
So now we have an
impression. 那帕提亚人呢？原来那个地方呢？原来是还是在 伊朗还往东边一点。
So Parthian land is towards the east of Iran.
但是慢慢慢慢，他们就统一那一带世界。
But now they started to conquer the world of the time.
所以后来就变成安息王国。
So it became the peaceful empire.
那安息王国的首都在哪里呢
？So this Parthian empire, where was its capital?
其实就是今天的巴格达。
It's Baghdad.
不过是巴格达的郊区往南边一点。
But it's a rural part of Baghdad, toward a little bit toward the
south. 那么等一等，我们给大家看那个。图片看 PowerPoint 的时候，你可以看到那个大概他们那个长得什么样子。
So when we show you the PowerPoint, you understand what they look like.
所以是很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
不要记或不要忘记。
Don't forget.
有一个叫帕提亚王国。
There was a Parthian Empire.
是和罗马帝国抗衡的。
And then they were in a direct conflict with the Roman Empire.
那么讲到帕提亚的版图的时候。
Now we talk about the territory that the Parthians
had. 所以第一是帕提亚人。
It's Parthia.
马代人。
And the Medes.
马代就是伊朗的北部。
Medes is the north of Iran.
伊兰人。
The Elamites.
就是波斯人。
Is the Persians.
就是波斯，就是伊朗的今天南部。
The south of Iran.
还有米索波达米亚。
Residents of Mesopotamia.
那就是伊拉克。
That's Iraq.
然后慢慢的你就看就到了加巴刀加。
To Cappadocia,
那慢慢就到了小亚细亚
Pontus and Asia.
所以清楚吧，慢慢从东边就往这边过来。
So from the east to the west.
那么然后呢？你看见有的人从罗马来
，and some people came from Rome.
从吕比亚来
，so from Libya.
吕比亚就是利比亚嘛。
Libya is Libya.
就是今天的北非所在的地方。
It's in North Africa.
所以大概呢，你就知道说那些人他们来过节，然后呢，他们听见了福音。
So they came to celebrate the feast. They heard the gospel.
所以他们就把福音送回去。
So then they brought back the gospel.
所以你能想象到早期福音传开的时候，大概它的版图是这样的版图。
So you can imagine that the early church history, early history was this is the geography.
因为很三千人得救了。
Because 3,000 people were saved.
他们都听见福音。
So they heard the gospel.
然后他们就回去了。
So then they returned.
明白吗？所以讲到凡物公用的时候。
So when you talk about sharing everything,
特别是指着这些人过来过节的人。
It relates to these who celebrated the feast.
所以复兴的时候有这种情形。
So during the recovery.Revival, there was such a thing.
但是后来他们回去了。
But then they went home.
所以你现在你就知道说，凡物公用是在那个时候所发生的事。
So they shared everything in common. It occurred at that time.
所以那个不是教会的常态。
It's not the
common state.
Common state of the church.
所以到了后来。
Later on.
你看最早期是天天擘饼，对不对
？So in the beginning, it was breaking bread every day.
那么到了保罗的时候。
During the time of Paul.
每逢七日第一日。
The first day of the seven of the week.
当教会有复兴的时候，天天擘饼。
When the church is in revival state, it's breaking bread every day.
这个跟那个时候的背景有关系。
It has to do with the background of the time.
所以呢，我现在大概给弟兄姊妹知道这么一回事。
So I just want to share this background with brothers.
所以这是第一点要记得，帕提亚。
This is the first point, the Parthians.
那等一等，我们讲到第一个循环，我们也提到帕提亚。
So later on, we talk about the first cycle. We also talk about the.
那我再讲帕提亚，就不用花很多时间。
So I don't have to spend a lot of time speaking, explaining the.
大家就会有概念。
Everybody has an impression.
所以这是第一个观念，希望大家能够记得。
So this is the first impression.
那第二件事呢？我们来看哥罗西书。
You look at Colossians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
这里也是一个很重要的地名。
It's also an important piece of.
第三章第十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受隔离的、未受隔离的。
A renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised.
化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
Barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free man, but Christ is all and in all.
你有没有注意到这里啊？是一对一对的。
So you see, this comes in pairs in this verse.
希利尼就是希腊嘛。
So Greek.
所以希利尼人和犹太人这是一对。
And Jew.
受隔离的和未受隔离第二对
，circumcised and uncircumcised，
化外人跟希古的人是第三对
，barbarian and Scythian is the third pair，
为奴的自主的是第四对
，slave and free man is the fourth pair。
那这里的一对一对都是相对的
，these pairs are all in contrast。
你明白吗？像外邦人 跟犹太人是相对的。
Gentiles and Jews, they're in
一个受隔离，一个没有受隔离，相对的。
One is circumcised and one's uncircumcised.
一个是为奴的，一个自主的，相对的。
One is slave and free man.
所以化外人跟希古提人也是相对的。
So barbarian and Scythian are in contrast.
那在这个名单里面呢
？So in this name,
我们普通最不清楚的是希古提人。
So the one we're not most clear about is the Scythian.
你就知道我们会不会读圣经。
So then we know, do we know how to study the Bible?
有的时候我们反正不求甚解，就希古提人就希古提人。
So we think about the Scythians, we don't think much.
我们只是猜大概怎么回事。
We just think this is about it.
很多字啊，我们有字有边就读边就好了，可能完全读错了。
It's a Chinese.
但是我们没有好好去查过字典。
So we didn't really study carefully.
所以也许到现在我们都不知道希古提怎么样。
So maybe we don't understand what Scythian is.
可是有一件事你知道。
But one thing you do know.
用希古提人跟化外人来做对比。
So to use the barbarians and Scythians as a contrast.
那化外人。
Now,
就是野蛮人。
So barbarians are the wild men.
是没有开化的人。
So not civilized.
那如果是对比的话，那希古提人是很有文化的人。
So in contrast, the Scythians are very civilized.
所以明白吗？
So you understand?
而且是保罗一定知道的。
And Paul must know about them.
不光保罗知道希古提在哪里。
Not just Paul knew where the Scythians.
连哥罗西人也知道希古提在哪里。
The Colossians must know where the Scythians.
那只有我们这些中国人不知道他在哪里。
Only us Chinese don't know where they are.
因为的确我们圣经地理不熟嘛。
Because we don't know biblical geography.
我们的历史也不熟嘛。
Our history is not that good either.
所以现在我们要问希古提到底指的什么地方说的呢
？So what place does Scythians refer to?
所以这点我想是非常非常重要的。
I think this is very important.
那么因为保罗。他对希腊的文化很熟悉。
Because Paul was familiar with the cultural background of.
在保罗那个时候。
During the time of Paul.
你知道希腊有很多的殖民地。
Now Greeks had many colonies.
你知道希腊半岛啊。
Now you know the Greek peninsula.
最南边当然是希腊了。
The south of course is Greece.
南边是亚盖亚，北边是马其顿。
Achaia and then Macedonia towards.
但如果你看整个的半岛，你才往北走的话。
So if you keep on going north in the peninsula.
你看见哥林多人的希腊人就很厉害了。
You see the Corinthians, and the Greeks, they're very.
那么，尤其如果你读希腊半岛啊，特别是希腊快西边的地方。
Especially towards the west side of Greece.
有一个地方叫 Corfu。
Corfu,
就是靠近哥林多不远的地方。So,
near Corinth.
那么这些人呢，因为他们海在海上非常的活跃。
Because they were very active on the sea.
你要知道，因为这些爱情，就是这些希腊人呢，他们是航海很厉害的。
So these Greeks, they were very good with navigating the ocean.
所以呢，他慢慢的就沿着，你看见他又沿着，特别大家都知道说，这个希腊半岛跟意大利半岛中间有个海域的。
So because of this, there was actually a sea in the middle of this area.
所以再往北走
，you keep on going north，
就是今天的阿尔巴尼亚了。
It's Albania.
那阿尔巴尼亚最早，你要因为阿尔巴尼亚主要是山地呀、啊。
Now Albania is mountainous region.
如果你从希腊往阿尔巴尼亚去的话
，if you go from Greece to Albania，
那么你一定碰到山地。
So you will come encounter with a
所以圣经里面讲的以利利谷
So when the Bible talks about the Illyricum
Yeah, 就是指着阿尔巴尼亚人
It talks about the Albanians
尤其是山地人
Especially the natives there
山地人个子都很大
And the natives, they were all very big
所以最好的军人呢都是从那里来的
So the best army, military comes from that area
因为保罗去过以利利谷
Because Paul has been to a little.
而且很多皇家的卫队都是以利谷的人。
And then many of the royal family came from this area as well.
后来你读历史你就知道。
If you read history, that's.
后来很多罗马皇帝都是以利利谷人。
Actually, many of the Roman emperors were from this area.
那换一句话说，就是阿尔巴尼亚。
Or in other words, they're Albanians.
但是我们讲的阿尔巴尼亚多半讲的山地。
But when we talk about Albania, we talk about the mountainous.
但是你没有想到沿海一段。
You never imagined that along the sea.
后来呢，就给希腊拿去了。
Then it was taken by the Greeks.
所以就变成希腊的殖民地。
So it became the colony of.
那希腊文化在哪里
？Now where is the Greek culture?
就文明就到哪里
？Then there's civilization.
所以那些在意大利半岛那些皇帝。
So the kings in the Italian peninsula.
如果是要做皇帝的话，
Now if you want to be an emperor,
你年轻一定要让他们受最好的教育。
So they have to be educated.
所以那个时候就是因为在阿尔巴尼亚靠近沿海的部分，通通是希腊的殖民地。
Now because along the coast, these were all Greek colonies.
所以很有名的皇帝叫奥古斯都，就是在那里。
So Augustus was actually a graduate from that area.
你看一个很有名的罗马那些很有名的皇帝都是过了那道这个希腊半岛跟意大利半岛中间的水域然后就跨到这边来。
So they all crossed the sea between the Greek peninsula and the Italian peninsula.
那么这个是我所讲的就是这个以色就是希腊的殖民地。
So this is the Greek colonies.
但是你没有想到啊。
But unbeknownst to you,
就在主前七百年、八百年。
So 700 or 800 before Christ.
当这个希腊还是邦国的时候，就是 city states.
So when Greece was made up of city states,
它是一个城就是一个邦，一个城就是一个邦。
One city was a state.
所以明白吗？那是最早最早的时候。
That was the earliest thing.
所以早期的时候呢，你看希腊的殖民地已经到了什么？到了西古提。
So many of the colonies, actually, where did they reach? They reached Scythia.
那西古提是什么地方呢？
Now, what place is Scythia?
西古提呢，就是今天你知道吗？如果到了土耳其。
So if you come to Turkey today,
那个附近有两道海。
There are two oceans near that area.
一个叫做黑海，一个叫里海。
One is the Black Sea, one is the Caspian Sea.
那么在这两个海中间有一个山脉叫做高加索山脉。
So between these two seas, there was a mountainous region called Caucasia.
Caucasia, yeah.
Caucasia.
那么今天我们称白人叫做 Caucasian.
So we call white folks today Caucasian.
那就是高加索人。
So they are Caucasian.
那所谓高加索人呢，就是圣经里面不是有闪寒雅弗吗？雅弗的人就是高加索人。
Caucasians are the descendants of Japheth.
所以真的讲白人呢，就是讲着那一代的人。
So when you speak about white folks, you talk about people from that area.
好，那如果大家今天有机会到黑海，到黑海去的话
，So if you have a chance to go to Black Sea,
南边是土耳其。
So to the south is Turkey.
然后呢，西边这个海的西边呢是罗马尼亚和保加利亚。
So west of the sea is Romania.
那往北边去呢
？Now towards the north.
大家现在很清楚了。
Now it's clear.
那前不久刚刚就是2014年发生的事。
2014.
你不记得有一个半岛叫克里米亚半岛
？There was a peninsula called the Crimean Peninsula.
这克里米亚半岛的就回到了苏联的怀抱。
So Crimean Peninsula returned to the Soviet Union.
所以本来你知道苏联的海军基地舰队就在那个地方。
So the Soviet Navy used to be there.
那么现在很有意思的。
Interesting enough,
今天的克里米亚
the Crimea of today,
是一个半岛
it's a peninsula.
然后你就发现说，再往东边走一点
so if you keep on going east,
是另外一个半岛
there's another peninsula.
那个半岛里面有一个很有名的城叫做索契
there's another peninsula, there's a city called Sochi.
那你记得最近东令奥运会刚好在那里
so the Olympics, Winter Olympics was in Sochi.
所以明白吗？这里是一个半岛，这里是一个半岛
so there's a peninsula here and peninsula there.
现在你清楚，你清楚了。
So now you're clear.
那这个两个半岛中间这一块
，So these two peninsulas in the middle of it，
就是圣经里面的西古提。
So is the Scythia.
明白吗
？Understand.
在公元前大概七百年左右
，So 700 BC，
希腊人已经到了那里了。
So Greeks already reached there.
但是他们在那里设殖民地的时候
，So when they established a colony there,
不一样的做法
，is a different method.
因为他们一个城就是一个邦，一个城就是一个。
Because each city was a state.
所以希腊的做法呢，跟圣经里面的迦南人做法是一模一样。
So what they did was similar to what the Canaanites did.
你如果到米基多去的话
，Megiddo， 你去到 Megiddo today，
因为哈米基多战争是跟米基多有关系。
Because Armageddon has to do with Megiddo.
那米基多就是很典型的例子。
Now Megiddo is a good example.
它这个城就是个国。
So this city is a state.
这个国就这个城。
This state is a city.
那王呢就住在这个国里面。
And then the king lives in this nation.
那平常呢他一定有一个很坚固的城墙。
Normally it has a very strong city wall.
所以敌人根本打不进来。
So the enemy can't come in.
但是周围很多农夫在那种田。
But there are many farmers around there farming.
所以就跟农夫讲好了。
So you negotiate with the farmer.
那平常的时候呢我们帮就是说平常的时候呢是这样你们可以种田。
Normally you can farm around here.
但你们种田有一部分一定要交上来。
But when you farm, you have to give.
那这样，所有在城里面的人就可以养活了。
So then the whole city can survive.
那么到了打仗的时候呢
？So during time of war,
你们可以进来。
You can come in.
我们可以保护你们。
We can protect you.
所以当然那个时候，如果你要好好的做个农夫，你的安全是很重要的。
So if you want to be a farmer, your safety is important.
所以如果你在米基多附近做农的话，那么你就当然就受他的保护。
So if you're in Megiddo.You will also obviously be protected.
所以你讲到米基多这个国的时候
So when you talk about Megiddo, the state
一面是包括城里的人
On the one hand, you include those in the city
也包括城外的人
Also those outside the city
因为城外的人纳税
Because outside the city, they pay taxes
所以他们有粮食
So they had food
但是呢他们城外的人得着保护
So but those outside the city, they're protected
那因为他们纳税的结果
Because they gave pay taxes
所以你就知道说圣经里面最早最早的迦南人就是一个城一个邦一个城一个邦
So the earliest Canaanites they did the same thing Each city was a state
然后才有希腊
And then there was Greece.
所以希腊的邦跟国，一个城跟邦，是完全学圣经中的迦南的。
So the city-state system in Greece was a copy of the Canaan in the Bible.
所以明白吗
？So now you understand.
那么你到了克里米亚
，When you come to Crimea，
你到了苏联的南部。
You come to the south of.
到了苏联南部，那些人是什么人呢
？So who? Where is this out the south?
就是斯拉夫民族的人。
These are Slavic.
那这些斯拉夫的民族啊
Now these Slav, Slavic and
他们一直是被管他们很少管别人
They were always ruled by others They rarely ruled others
比方说公元前七百年八百年
For example 700 or 800 BC
是谁在那里把殖民地设在那里呢
Who established the colonies there
那么很清楚的就是这些希腊人
There's these Greeks
所以希腊人在那里就一个城一个城就围起来
So they started to build up the city states there
所以就在那一带
So in that area,
你讲很多很多一个城一个希腊的城。
So there are many of these city states.
然后周围就是斯拉夫民族的人。
And then around them were the Slav.
他们一面给他进贡，一面受他的保护。
On the one hand, they were protected by them. On hand,
然后就和他们做生意。
And they did business with them.
那么现在呢，你可以说西固体的文明就是希腊的文明。
So the Civilization of Scythia is the civilization of Greece.
所以考古学家在那里发掘出来都是金子，就像什么呢？就像在雅典找到的金子一样。
So they discovered the gold there is just like the gold in Athens.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
这个希腊的文明啊，就在公元前七年八七八百年已经到了什么？到了苏联的南边。
So, during 700 or 800 BC.Their civilization, Greece's civilization, hit the south of Russia.
所以我们今天讲西古提人。
So when we talk about Scythians,
是指着黑海，从多瑙河三角洲开始。
So, it talks about
Daniel Delta.
So it starting from this Black Sea, the Daniel Delta.
然后从那里开始。
Starting from there,
一直到今天索契。
All the way to Sochi.
所以整个北边这块地叫做西古提。
The whole north of this part is called the Scythia.
明白吗
？You understand?
但是后来呢，读历史的人。
But later on, historians told us.
那包括被统治的人都叫西古提人。
So even those that were ruled, they were also called Scythians.
所以严格说来，斯拉夫民族不大有文化的。
So simply speaking, the Slavic didn't have a culture of their own.
你知道为什么叫化外人
？Why were they called barbarians?
这个英文叫 barbarian。
English is called barbarian.
那 barbarian 这个字啊，是完全翻译出来的。
So barbarian actually is a translation.
意思就是说，这些人讲话是巴拉巴拉巴拉的。
So what the way they talk is 巴拉巴拉巴拉。
那么凡是你今天不讲希腊话，就是巴拉巴拉巴拉。
So if you don't speak Greek, you talk about.
所以希腊人看不起那些不会讲希腊话的人。
So they despise those that couldn't speak Greek.
他们叫 barbarian.
They're called barbarians.
明白吗？
You understand?
所以很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
如果西古提人是跟化外人对比的话，
So if Scythians are in contrast to the barbarians,
化外人是野蛮人。
So the though the barbarians
是好像文化水平很低的
low in civilization.
但是西古提人就不一样了。
But the Scythians are different.
你看他们写起诗来，就像当时的苏格拉底，就像当时那些名人一样。
So when they wrote poems, they wrote them like Socrates.
所以要记得，保罗知道什么叫西古提人。
So Paul knew who the Scythians were.
那尤其在保罗那个时候
，especially during time of Paul,
有一个帝国
，there is an empire，
就他们建立起来的。
Was established by them.
所以你知道，因为他们非常的富有。
Because they were so rich.
所以早期的犹太人。
So the early Jews.
通通到哪里去？
They all went to Scythia.
现在考古学家告诉我们。
So the historians tell us.
在那一代最古老的犹太人就是在克里米亚的。
So the most ancient Jews.Are from Crimea.
你知道吗？今年我们才知道什么叫克里米亚。
So this year we knew what Crimea.
其实从前我们读历史也读一点了。
So we probably studied a little bit about.
但老早就还给老师。
But we already gave it up.
那就是因为这个新闻上一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
But because the Bible, the news kept on talking about it.
哦，然后我们才说，哦，原来是克里米亚。
So now we know about Crimea.
哦，然后你才想，原来这就是圣经的西古提。
So now this is the Scythia in the Bible.
明白吗？
Now understand.
这一点我想是非常重要的。
This is very important.
这是第二个观念我们要有。
This is the second perception we have.
那顺便我提一下。
Now let me mention another thing.
如果今天到了，罗马尼亚。
If you come to Romania.
这个罗马尼亚当然有内山地的部分，也有沿海的部分。
So in Romania there is the mountainous region and the area around the shore.
那沿海的部分呢？
The area around the shore.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
如果保罗那个时候。他真的往比推尼去的话
，So if Paul went to Bithynia at the time，
他很可能就到了罗马尼亚。
It's possible that he went to Romania。
那罗马尼亚在古时候叫什么名字呢
？Now what was the ancient name of Romania？
尤其是在沿海的部分
，especially along the shore，
叫做小西古提。
It's called the small Scythia，
就好像小亚细亚一样
，just like Asia Minor。
它这个叫做Scythia Minor。
Scythia Minor.
Yeah, 所以很清楚的，一个是西古提，一个是小西古提。
One is Scythia, one is Scythia Minor.
好，所以我想这个大概我们有一点常识才可以。
So now we need to have a basic concept.
所以等一等，我们还给大家看看地图。
So I'm going to show you a map.
那么大家才有一点的观念。
Then you'll have a concept.
那因为我们讲到第一个循环，一定要讲到这些地方。
So for the first cycle, we have to mention all these places.
所以大家呢能有个概念，我想对大家是有帮助的。
So for you to have an idea is important.
好，这是第二点，希望在我们心里清楚的。
So this is the second point we have to know.
那现在呢，我们翻到以西结书。
Now we need to turn to Ezekiel.
还有几个地名呢，我们需要熟悉一下。
So we have to know a few other names, places.
三十九章。
Chapter 39.
对不起，我们翻到三十八章。
Chapter 38.
这里有几个地名。
A few names you have to know.
就是三十八章第一节。
38 verse 1.
耶和华的话临到我说。
And the word of the Lord came to me saying.
人子啊，你要面向马各地的哥哥，就是罗施米设土巴的王。
Son of man, set your face toward Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech,And Tubal, and prophesy against it.
好，那么这里面呢有几个地名，我们稍微说一下。
So now there are a few names that we should touch upon.
这个罗斯呢就是俄罗斯。
Rosh is Russia.
米舍呢就是莫斯科。
Meshech is Moscow.
土巴我们不知道。
Tubal we don't know.
那么讲的哥面。
When it talks about
就是德国。哥面。就第六节的哥面 Gomer.
Oh, oh, so verse 6. Oh, Gomer is Germany.
那因为 Gomer 跟 German 是一个字，你知道吗？应该是
so, Gomer and Germany is one word.
意思就是说他，那这个就是圣经中的哥面人。
So these are the people mentioned here, Gomer.
然后呢，这里的波斯人、古实人还有弗人，弗人就是利比亚人。
So, verse 5, Persia, Ethiopia, and Put with them. People Put are from Libya.
还有托加马族。
And then also in verse
第六节
6, Togarma. That Togarma.
这个托加马族呢，其实呢，就是在北方的极处。
So, this is to the northern ends of the earth.
那么不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
讲到南方的极处
When you talk about the remote parts of the south,
是伊索比亚
It's Ethiopia.
讲到北方的极处
The northern parts of
你已经到了托加马了
You come to Togarma.
到了托加马你就到了马各
Togarma is Gomer.
你叫到罗斯
And then you come to Rosh.
到了米舍
Meshach.
换一句话已经到了今天俄罗斯的那一带地方
So you come to Russia.
那么讲到俄罗斯的时候
When you talk about Russia,
你就要跟亚弗有关系
have to do with Japheth.
我们好不好看一下创世纪第十章
Can we look in Genesis chapter 10?
第十章
Genesis chapter 10
你看亚弗的儿子是哥面
The son of Japheth is Gomer
那就是德国
And German
然后呢马代马各
And Magog.
马各就是刚才我们所说的那一带。
Magog is the whole area.
马代
Russia and Madai.
然后亚丸。
Javan.
亚丸就是希腊。
Javan is Greece.
就是 Ion, 你懂吗？你这个，你知道讲到希腊的时候有两部分，一个是希腊半岛这部分。
So you, when you talk about Greece, there's two parts. There's the Greek peninsula.
还有呢，大家知道讲的特洛伊了，你比方讲木马屠城记了。通通在以，通通都是爱琴海的东边。
To the east of Egypt.
什么以弗所了
？Ephesus.
米利都了。
Miletus.
所以这些地方呢，通通算是希腊。
This is all part of Greece.
但是这些地方，我们不都讲 Ionish， 就是都是讲到是希腊，不过用另外一个字。
But these are all, it's part of Greece, but we use another word.
而那个字在圣经里面就是亚丸。
And then in the Bible, that word is Javan.
亚丸呢就是风很大的意思。
Javan means that the wind is blowing
如果你到那一带去，你就看见风的确是很大。
If you go there, the wind is indeed blowing
strong. 好了，然后呢，下面第三节。
In verse 3.
哥灭的儿子是亚什基拿。
The sons of Gomer were Ashkenaz.
还有托加玛。
Riphath and Togarma.
你明白吗？
Now you understand?
所以这个通通放在一起的。
So you put them all together.
那么亚什基拿呢也有很有意思。
Ashkenaz is very interesting.
今天呢我们讲的犹太人主要把它分成两大部分。
So when you talk about the Jews today, you divide them into two groups.
一个我们说他是亚什基拿的犹太人。
One group is called the Ashkenazi Jews.
那特别指的东欧的犹太人。
It speaks about those from the Eastern Europe.
还有讲的 Sabbatic Jews 是讲到流落到西班牙的犹太人。
Then Sabbatic Jews are those that are in, went to Spain.
明白吗？一个是从北边回来的。
One came from the north.
一个从西边回来。
One came from the west.
从西边回来叫 Sephardic Jews.
One from the west are those Sephardic Jews.
从北边回来的叫做亚什基拿犹太人。
So from the north are those Ashkenazi Jews.
所以这些通通在圣经里面。
So this is all in the Bible.
那希望大家能有个很简单的认识。
So this is a very clear understanding.
所以到了黑海。
So come to the Black Sea.
到了里海。
To the Caspian Sea.
到了高加索山脉。
So come to the Togarma.
到了苏联的南部。
South of Russia.
你已经来到了谁的范围呢？你已经来到了这个叫什么？来到了这个亚弗的范围。
You come to the area of Japheth.
那就是白人的范围。
And that's the area of the Caucasians.
那就是欧洲人的开始。
Or it's the start of Europe.
所以不要忘了，我们讲亚弗最早最早是从那里开始的。
So Japheth started from over there.
好，所以这个是讲的北方的基础。
So this speaks about the northern remotest parts of Europe.
我想这几件这几点我们认识，对我们很有帮助。
So now that we know these points, this is very important.
我再说一遍。
Let me report.
第一个是帕提亚。
Parthians.
你要记得，帕提亚王国是跟。那个西罗马帝国是旗鼓相当的。
So they are direct, diametrically opposite to the Romans.
然后我们讲的西古提。
And then the Scythians.
你记得也是讲到黑海的北边。
North of the Black Sea.
那么而且一直讲到就是讲到黑海跟里海。
And it talks about the Black Sea and the Caspian.
然后讲到莫斯科米舍。
And then Moscow, Meshach.
讲到俄罗斯罗斯。
Russia, Rosh.
那么也讲到托加马。
And Togarma.
所以通通指着那一带来说。
It all refers to that area.
而这一带是我们很不熟悉的。
It's an area we don't know very well.
可是呢，圣经里面特别提到它。
So the Bible references it.
那么等一等，我们就要看见，在第一个循环里面有一些故事是跟他们有关系的。
So we can see that in the first cycle, much of the story has to do with them.
所以这样的话，你就可以记在心里。
Then you can remember this.
那最后呢，我想我们再看一节的一段圣经。
Lastly, let's look at one more portion.
那就是以赛亚书第四十九章。
And then it's Isaiah 49.
那以赛亚四十九章是很特别的一章圣经。
Isaiah 49 is a very special.
因为那是从耶路撒冷看天下。
But it's looking from the perspective of Jerusalem.
因为讲话的人跟听话的人好像很离开很远很远。
So the one who was speaking and the one who was listening, they were very far apart.
听话的人是在极处。
The person who was listening, he was in the remotest.
他要么在北边的极处。
Either in the remotest parts in the north.
要么在西边的极处。
Or remotest parts in the west.
要么南边的极处。
Or remotest parts in the south.
那为什么要讲到地极呢？
Why you talk about the remotest parts
of the earth? 所以这就很有意思了。
So this is very interesting.
所以当你读这一段圣经的时候，
when you read this portion,
你第一个听见一个说话的人。
The first you hear someone speaking.
这个人呢，他说他的名字叫以色列。
First, he says his name is Israel.
这就是我们觉得很奇怪了。
So we think it's interesting.
以色列是个民族嘛。
And Israel is a people.
以色列是指着一些人叫以色列。
Israel refers to certain people.
但是不。
But no.
这里有一个人说他是神的仆人。
There's one person who says he's a servant of God.
他的名字叫以色列。
His name is Israel.
所以现在我们问。
So we want to ask.
这个人是谁呢？
Who is this person?
当然这是这一个章圣经里很重要的人。
Of course, this is an important person in this verse.
他就是指着弥赛亚说。
This refers to the Messiah.
指着我们主来说。
Speaks of our Lord.
所以你读这章圣经。
So if you read this chapter,
有两个以色列。
There are two Israels.
一个是说话的以色列。
One who is Israel who speaks.
是说话在说话的这个以色列。
The one who speaks.
就指着我们的主来说的。
Speaks about our Lord.
那么他有什么使命呢？
Now what is his mission?
他有两个使命。
He has two missions.
一个使命叫做小使命，一个是大使命。
One is the little mission, one is the big mission.
因为是圣经里面自己讲的。
Because it's the Bible who talks about
it. 那小使命是什么呢？
What's the small mission?
那就是第五节。
Verse 5.
他要使，他就是指着我们的主说的。
Now says the Lord.
他要使雅各归向他。
To bring Jacob back to him,
使以色列到他那里
so that Israel might be gathered to him.
明白吗？
Understand?
因为他就是以色列。
Because he is Israel.
所以是以色列到以色列那里去聚集。
So Israel needs to be gathered to Israel.
那第一个是以色列民。
First is the people of Israel.
第二个乃是指着我们主来说的。
Second refers to our Lord.
那现在我们要问。
So we want to ask.
什么时候他到哪里去聚集呢？
So where is he going to gather them?
那1948年的时候。
In 1948.
经过了纳粹屠杀犹太人600万人以上。
After the Nazis killed more than 6 million Jews.
对犹太人来讲，遍地就是饥荒。
So for the Jews, everything was like a drought.
他们终于回来了。
Now they came back.
他们到谁那里去聚集呢？
Where did they meet?
他们到我们的主那里去聚集。
They gathered towards our Lord.
那是1948年的故事。
19 story of 1948.
可是很有意思。
But it's very interesting.
当这个十个兄弟要到以色列去，要到埃及去递粮的时候，买粮食的时候。
So when the ten brothers, when they went to Egypt to buy grain,
他们到哪里去聚集呢？
Where did they gather?
他们到约瑟那里去聚集。
They gathered towards Joseph.
很有意思。
It's interesting.
他们不认识约瑟。
They didn't know Joseph.
约瑟认识他。
Joseph knew them.
所以1948年。
In 1948.
一直到今天。
Even until today.
犹太人不认识我们的主。
The Jews don't know our Lord Jesus.
但是我们的主认识他。
But our Lord knows them.
那现在我们要问。
So we want to ask.
这个约瑟他为什么不立刻就和他的兄弟相认？
So why didn't Joseph immediately admit that he was Joseph?
他不能和他弟兄相认。
He couldn't do that with his brothers.
虽然他从心里饶恕他的弟兄。
Even though he forgave his brothers.
他没有怨。
He had no.
他也没有恨。
Hate.
他随时随地都可以拥抱他的弟兄。
He could embrace them anytime.
但他知道。
But he knew.
他如果要爱弟兄的话。
If he wants to love them.
他不能够把没有罪有罪的当作无罪。
He cannot.Take that which was sinful and consider.
如果这样的话，他的兄弟永远不会悔改。
Not sinful. Otherwise, they will never repent.
所以你看见吗？那个时候，约瑟他没有动声色。
So Joseph didn't share who he was.
你看见他是一直等，希望说
这是他的兄弟良心发现。
So he was waiting until their conscience would light up.
所以等到真正卖约瑟的犹大出来说话。
So when Judah came back,
然后犹大对约瑟说。
And Judah said,
他说千千万万不要让便雅悯留下。
Do not let Benjamin stay.
因为这童子的心是和我父亲的心相连。
Because this child's heart is united with his father.
弟兄姊妹，你看见现在对了。
Now it's right.
如果几年前他发现说约瑟的心是和他的父亲的心相连的话
，So if he had discovered that his brother Joseph's heart was united with his father's heart,
他就不会把约瑟出卖。
He would not sell his brother.
所以那个时候他就这么说的。
So this is what he said.
他说我愿意留下。
So I'm willing to stay.
我愿意代替我的弟兄。
I'm willing to take the place of my brother.
换一句话说。
In other words.
几十年前
tens of years
是我把约瑟卖到
I sold my brother Joseph
卖到埃及来
Egypt
现在我愿意把自己卖到埃及
Now I'm willing to sell myself to Egypt
到那个时候
At that point
约瑟听不下去
Joseph couldn't take it
约瑟就和他兄弟彼此相认
So then Joseph was able to admit he was Joseph
所以现在你就知道
So now you know
从1948年以后
So 1948
你知道主今天等什么吗
What is the Lord Jesus waiting for?
主一直等以色列人悔改
The Lord Jesus is waiting for the people of Israel to
return 他们要相信主耶稣像我们相信主耶稣一样
They have to believe the Lord Jesus is like we believe the Lord Jesus
但一直到今天
But until today
他们宁可相信美国老大哥
They rather believe in their older brother US
他们也不肯相信我们的
They do not want to believe our Lord Jesus
到今天没有悔改
Even until today they haven't repented
这就是为什么2014-2015你看又是满
So that's why 2014-2015 it's still the blood moon.
所以明白吗
So you understand?
我想这里是很清楚的
I think this is very clear.
明白吗
You understand?
好了那既然是到他们的聚集
So if they're going to gather towards him.
所以你看见第十二节怎么说呢
So what did verse 12 say?
看啊这些从远方来
Behold, these will come from afar.
这些从远方来到他那去聚集
So they came from afar to gather to him.
那这些从北方
And these came from the north.
所以是远方的北方
So far north
所以意思是这些人从苏联来
So they came from Russia
从托加马来
Some from Togarma
从米色来
So Meshek
弟兄姊妹你看见没有
Brothers and sisters, you see
所以很明显这些人从远方北方来了
So they came from the far north
还有他们从西方来
And they came from the west
是从远北来
So from the far west
为什么
Why
他们为什么从远北远的很远的西方来到他那去聚集呢
How come they came from the far west to gather
因为他们曾经说钉他十字架钉他十字架
Because one day they had said crucify him crucify him
牧人被击打的时候
When the shepherd was struck
根据生命记的话
According to the word of Deuteronomy
他们一定要漂流到天涯海
And then they would be scattered to the ends of the earth and the edge of heaven.
但是1948年
But in 1948,
他们回来了
they returned.
他们从远北回来
They came back from the far north.
而且他们从远西回来
Came back from the far west.
还有这些人从中国来从秦国来
Came back from Sinan, China.
他们从远东过来
They came from the far east.
所以根据这一段话
According to this portion,
你就知道了
You know.
以色列人怎么被漂流到全世界各地呢
How did the people of Israel, they were scattered through the
最先到北边去
The first they went to the far north
然后第二次就到西边去
Second time they went to the west
最后一次呢
The last time
就被掳到东边去
And they were taken to the far east
所以现在你明白吗
So now you understand
根据圣经
According to the Bible
如果以色列要漂流的话
If the people of Israel are going to wander
先是到北方
They first go to the north
然后到西方
And then to the west
最后被掳到东方
And then finally they were taken to the east
如果他到了北方的极处
If it comes to the far north
西方的极处
Far west
东方的极处
Far east
那么到了1948年的时候
Then in 1948
主召聚他们
When the Lord gathers them
就从不同的地方他们就回来
So from many different places they were gathered back
所以明白吗
So you understand brothers
如果从这个角度来看以色列的漂流史的话
If you look at their history of wandering
它的次序是非常清楚
Their order is clear
第一是北方
First is the north
第二是西方
Then second is west
第三是东方
Third is east
好你现在看这个八次的那个满月变红下雪那个次序非常有意思
So now the order of these eight occurrences of the blood moon is very interesting.
第一个循环
The first cycle
是162年
162 AD
经过好几年以后
After many years later
那就是795
And then 795
842
842
862
860
65年挤在一起
65 years gathered together
你看见吗所以可见65年之内发生了重大的事情
So in 65 years happened many great important things
那如果你读那一段的历史的话
If you study the history of that time
你看见以色列人被掳到北方去
You see that the nation of Israel were deported to the north
有没有证明
呢 Is there proof?
你要拿出历史来证明
You have to prove it through history
你要从历史上证明他们果然是如此
You have to prove from history that indeed it happened
所以到了1948年他们从北方回来
So in 1948 they came back from the north
你明白吗
You understand
那不要忘记
Don't forget
这刚好是795 842 860那个65年所发生的事
So it occurred in 795 842 860
因为只有65年
It's only 65 years
所以65年在100年之内他们自然的那个时候神就把他们就很明显的就把他们落到那个地方去
So the Lord deported them at that time to the north
然后呢
And then,
你到了1493年
1493
不要忘记
No,
那以色列人就被落到西边去
They were deported to the west
到了西班牙
To Spain
就到了罗马帝国的尽头
They came to the ends of the Roman Empire
所以明白吗
So you see that
所以很清楚的
So it's very clear
给我们看见说第二等到1492年左右
So in 1492
你看以色列人慢慢的就被落到西方
So the people of Israel deported to the west
但是因着哥伦布的缘故
But because of Columbus
西班牙还不是
Spain was not the remotest part
他们要继续的往西漂流
So they were continued to the west
到了纽约
To New York
到了巴西
To Brazil
那这就是后来他们的故事
So this is their story later on
那么到了1949年的时候
In 1949,
你记不记得
You remember
1949年是新中国成立的那一年
So 1949 is when New China was established
到了2014年的时候
To 2014
全世界看见新中国壮大起来
So everybody sees that China has raised its head
所以你看这65年又是挤在一起
So these 65 years all together
和东方发生关系
Has not to do with the East
这些人从秦国来
So these people came back from
这些人从中国来
from China
这些人从远东方来
so come from the far east
一个是远北
one's far north
一个是远西
one's far west
一个是远东
one's far east
到了西班牙就到了远东
to Spain it's the far west
到了美国更远更到了远西就到了远西更远了
but even further in the US
到了黑海
To the Black Sea,
已经到了北边了
to the north,
到了莫斯科
to Moscow,
那是更是往北边
even further north,
所以所有的故事都是北边的故事
Everything is the story of the north,
但是不要忘记
but don't forget,
先是最北
first is the north,
然后远西
and then far west,
然后到了1948年的时候
in 1948,
我不是说过了吗
did I mention?
这个以色列的政府就派人就到上海
So the Israeli government sent people to Shanghai.
就总共发了5000份的签证。
And then gave 5,000 visas.
你看有些犹太人果然就从中国回来。
Many Jews came back from China.
其实到了中国1949年成立以后。
So after China was established in 1949.
最后但还有500个犹太人是被困在上海。
So about 500 Jews were stuck in Shanghai.
那个时候在新加坡有第一个 minister, 他是个犹太人。
So the first minister in Singapore, he was Jewish.
他退休了以后。
After he retired.
结果就见到了周恩来。
So he met 周恩来。
那周恩来就跟他讲
周恩来 talked to him
他说我对你们有个请求
So I have a request of you
你们能不能让中国人呢如果他们落晚年落叶归根你让他们可以回到中国
So can you if these when they get old can you allow them to come back to China
那他一口答应的
So he agreed
然后他就告诉周恩来说
So he told 周恩来
他说你们中国人要落叶归根我们犹太人也是要落叶归根
So us Chinese we want you Chinese want toFind home. We also Jews want to find.
他说现在在上海还有500个人还不能回到他们的家乡。
So in Shanghai, there's still 500 Jews that can't go home.
所以我能不能请求你也做同样的事
Can I ask you to do the same thing?
等了没有多久以后
Not soon after that.
这500个最后的犹太人就离开了中国
These 500 last Jews left China.
看呐、啊。 这些人从秦国来。
Behold, these came from Sinim.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers,
根据四十九章的预言
according to, the prophecy of
Isaiah 你就知道得很清楚
you know very clearly.
整个满月变红像雪的这一连串的故事
So the story of the four blood moons
简单来说可以分成四堆的
Simply speaking, it's four couples.
你看见吗四对四堆呀、啊，堆在一起的堆。
哦、four groups。
呀，那么第一个、第一堆呢，就是162年。
So the first group is 162.
那就是开始他们分散了。
This is the beginning how they were scattered.
然后呢，到了四九，到了七九五，到了八四二，到了八六零，他们就被挪到北方的基础去。
794, 842, and 860. This is where they deported to the north.
然后1492年。93年的
时候，
他们已经被掳到西方的起初好几百年。
So they were captured to the west many hundred years.
然后最后
，and then finally，
到了1949年的时候
，in the 1949，
看到这些人从远方的东边来。
Behold, these came back from China.
所以很清楚地。
So very clear.
你看见说整个犹太人他们漂流的轨迹。
So you see the footprints of how they were scattered.
就是借助这四个 group 就看得很清楚。
So from these four groups become very clear.
好，所以现在我们大概来看一下第一个循环到底发生了什么事。
So let us look at what happened in the first cycle.
那我只是点一下就是了。
I'll just briefly mention.
因为有些历史是很枯燥的。
There's some history that's very boring.
那大家已经聚了一天的。
So you already met. We met.
我再讲下去，可能你要睡觉。
If I speak more about history, you'll.
但是现在是最重要的时候。
But this is the most important part.
所以不管怎么样，大家提起精神来。
So please, lift up your spirits.
你一定要把这一段记住。
You have to remember this part.
你这一段你要去查网、上网看书，你是看不到的。
So you will not find this on the internet.
所以，但愿大家能够记住这个事实。
So please remember these facts.
当然，起头你知道大概的就可以。
So you just need to generally know.
因为这个到底是历史。
Because this is history.
如果你要深入的话，要花很多的时间。
So if you want to go into depth, you have to spend a lot.
所以大概呢，我替大家复习一下。
So let me review.
好不好？那么大家都知道，以色列王国是从正式王国是135年。
So in 135 AD, that's when the nation of Israel formally dissolved.
但是主后70年。
But 70 AD,
你看见耶路撒冷被烧毁。
Jerusalem was torched.
然后圣殿一块石头不留在一块石头上。
And then the temple was not one stone upon another stone.
那个已经开始了。
That already started.
明白吗？
You understand?
从70年一直到135年。
So from 70 AD until 135 AD.
犹太终于这以色列国终于走入历史。
Israel went into history.
那么大家都知道。
So everyone knows.
这个主后70年。
70 AD.
你记不记得提多太子就拿下了耶路撒冷。
So Titus took hold of,
他烧了整个圣殿。
He burned down the whole temple.
后来他后悔了。
And he regretted it.
因为他发现很多的金子银子就埋在石头的中间。
He discovered that there was a lot of gold and silver in the temple.
所以他下一个命令说要把所有的石头通通把它敲开。
So in order to bring out the melted gold and silver, they need to take apart the
stone. 把金子银子拿出来。
So take out the gold and silver.
所以没有一块石头没有翻过。
So not one stone was not left upon another
stone. 所以主耶稣的预言非常的准确。
So the prophecy of our Lord Jesus is very accurate.
一块的石头也不留在一块石头上。
Not one stone should be upon another stone.
所以这是七十年。
So this is
圣殿完全被毁了。
So the temple was destroyed.
而且圣殿被烧毁那一天。
And then when the temple was burned down.
请大家记得啊。
Don't forget.
罗马人烧毁圣殿那一天。
So when the Romans burned down the temple.
就是尼布加尼撒王、巴比伦王。烧毁圣殿的同一天。
So it was the same exact day that Nebuchadnezzar burned down the temple.
这个不可能是偶然。
This is not coincidental.
所以现在他们没有地方去了。
So they have no place to go.
他们只好离开耶路撒冷。
So they have to leave Jerusalem.
而且告诉我们是从此有犹太教到此为止。
So from that point on, Judaism came to its end.
因为圣殿没有了嘛。
Because there's no temple.
圣殿没有了，什么都没有。
No temple, no nothing.
所以只要圣殿毁了，什么就都毁了。
So if the temple is destroyed, everything is destroyed.
所以他们慢慢就开始分散了。
Now they were scattered.
因为你要记得。
We have to remember,
牧人被击打，羊就分散。
When the shepherd is struck, then the sheep.
但人是有感情的，不是？
But people are emotional, right?
这些人不甘心，是不是？
These people, they were not willing to.
所以他们读圣经。
So they study the Bible.
他们读旧约圣经。
They study the Old Testament.
看见七十年以后，终于他们回到了耶路撒冷。
So they discover 70 years later, they would return to Jerusalem.
他们说我们的神是同样的一位神。
Are we have the same God?
如果圣殿是同一天拆毁的
，So if the temple was destroyed the same day.
那么过了七十年
，But 70 years later，
也许我们就回来了。
Maybe we should come back。
所以想想看
，So think about it。
七十加七十是140。
70 plus 70 is 140 AD。
所以这些爱神的人，他们都不离开了。
So those who love the Lord, they didn't.
他们就是漂流分散，也漂流不很远。
They were scattered, but they didn't want to go far。
随时随地，他们要回来。
They want to be able to return anytime。
所以他们希望等到140年。
So they want to wait till 140 AD。
还差五年。
Five more years.
他们等不下去。
So they couldn't wait.
他们就一点希望也没有。
So they knew there was no hope.
因为罗马帝国已经把耶路撒冷完全变成一个外邦城。
So because the Roman Empire already made Jerusalem a Gentile city.
如果大家今天去以色列耶路撒冷
，If you go to Jerusalem today,
你会在发现，在地底下有一个罗马大道是那个可以说是耶路撒冷主要的。
So you can see underground there is a main street in Jerusalem.
所以整个耶路撒冷已经外邦化。
So because of that, it was established by the Romans, and it had already become.
所以犹太人说没有希望。
It already became a Gentile city. So there's like no.
他们就起来造反。
So then they started to revolt.
那是最后的大造反。
It's the last revolt.
那这一次没有想到，皇帝罗马皇帝亲自出来对付他们。
So the Roman Emperor came to deal with them.
你不要忘记啊。那起初是提多太子来对付耶路撒冷。
In the beginning, Titus was just the prince.
现在呢是皇帝亲自到以色列去。
Now the emperor came to Israel.
耶路撒冷已经没有了。
Jerusalem is gone.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
在整个犹太地，最少还有靠近1000座的镇和城。
Now near Judea, there were still at least a thousand of these little cities.
你想想看，从主后七十到一百三十五年，差不多快七十年了。
Almost 70 years after.
你看一个城一个城被建立起来。
All these cities were built up.
结果没有想到。
They didn't imagine.
就是那一次大造反。
That because of that big revolt,
所有这些城都夷为平地。
All the cities were destroyed.
犹太人怎么样都不可以回来。
The Jews no longer could come back.
第一，他不能回到耶路撒冷。
They cannot return to Jerusalem.
第二，他不能回到撒玛利亚。
Second, they cannot return to Samaria.
他不能回到犹太地。
Couldn't return to Judea.
所以等到第二次最后他们回来的时候
，So next time when they return,
几乎2000年过去。
Almost 2,000 years later,
他们才发现说
，Then they discovered
神所赐给我们那块土地
，The land that God gave us.
当我们不在的时候。
When we were no longer around,
有人称作巴勒斯坦人已经住在上面。
So the Palestinians are already living there.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and
sisters, 这就是为什么今天你看见说以色列的新闻是一直是新闻的头条新闻。
So why is Israel still in the headline news?
这就是那个原因。
So this is the reason.
所以等到135年不行了。
So after 135 AD, it was.
所以看样子现在呢，他们只好要走了。
So now they had to leave.
没有希望了。
They had no hope.
但是他们还有最后一个希望。
They had the last hope.
他们的希望是什么
？What their hope was?
我们敌人的敌人一定是我们的朋友。
So the enemy of our enemy must be our friend.
那个时候是谁是我们敌人的敌人
？Now who was the enemy of our enemy?
是帕提亚王国。
It's the Parthian Empire.
你看，是帕提亚。叫以罗马不能够过到尤法拉底河那边去。
So the Parthians did not allow the Romans to go to the other side of the
Euphrates. 所以现在他们是不是就分散了呢？不。
So were they just scattered now?
他说我们还是不能走。
So we can't leave.
我们还有一面希望。
We have one more hope.
我们应该帮助帕提亚王国。
We should help the Parthians.
我们参加他们的军队。
Let's participate in their army.
我们用最好的头脑来帮助他。
We use the best heads to help them.
那帕提亚高兴得不得了。
Of course, the Parthians are very happy.
你难得能够找到这帮人帮助他们。
You can actually find the people that will help.
那为什么这样做呢
？Why did they do that?
他们希望用帕提亚王国的力量。
They want to use the strength of the Parthians.
有一天能够打回去。
One day they could fight back.
能打回耶路撒冷。
Fight back to Jerusalem.
那你说怎么知道的呢
？How do you know that?
原来那个时候有一个拉比。
At that time, there was a rabbi.
他说了一句话，
He said a word.
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
什么时候你在耶路撒冷的街头上
？Whenever on the streets of Jerusalem,
你看见一个波斯人把马牵来了，然后把它拴在整个的路旁。
So if you look and see a Persian taking a horse and then putting him on the side of the road,
你就知道弥赛亚要回来。
You know the Messiah is going to return.
你知道他什么意思吗？
What did it mean?
他这里的波斯人。
This Persian they
referred to. 就是指着帕提亚。
Referred to the Parthians.
所以明白吗？
So you understand.
现在他们整个的希望是什么？
So what was their hope?
就是最后希望帕提亚王国能够过过幼发拉底河，能够把罗马帝国打败。
Was that the Parthians would cross the Euphrates and defeat the Romans?
他们要用他们的财源。
They were going to use their
用他们的人力。
Their manpower.
他们所有都豁出去了。
They give it all.
他们希望能回去。
They want to go back.
最后能够把耶路撒冷拿回来。
They could take back Jerusalem.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
主对保罗说的话没有错。
Paul, what Paul said to
Paul, 你用脚踢刺是难的。
It's hard for you to kick against the goad.
如果今天神的旨意是要你到天涯海角
，if God's purpose is for you to go to the end of
the earth, 他们一直要围，一直要反着那个潮流。
And they were trying to fight against.
他们不肯走，不肯走，不肯走。
They didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave.
没有想到
，didn't imagine.
就到了162年。
And that was in 162 AD.
这一次是罗马帝国和帕提亚帝国一个很决定性的战争。
So the Romans and the Parthians had a decisive war.
结果没有想到。
Didn't imagine.
他巴提亚帝国完全打败了。
Parthian Empire was defeated.
所以从此以后
，from that point on，
以色列的梦完全的破碎。
The dream of Israel was gone.
所以请大家记得。
So everyone remember.
从那个时候，他们完全死心。
From that point on, they forever gave up.
他们真的就开始漂流。
So they started to wander.
所以早期他们就到了巴比伦。
So in the early days, they went to Babylon.
就在巴比伦，你知道，就奠定了他们很重要的一个经典，叫做《塔木经》。
So then they put together the Talmud.
所以大家知道，这就是在巴比伦所发生。
So this is what happened in Babylon.
所以那个时候，你看见吗？他们已经没有希望了。
So they had no hope.
所以他们才能拿巴比伦做根据地。
So they used Babylon as their.
他们没有再想回到耶路撒冷。
They don't want to go back to Israel anymore.
所以请大家记得。
So let's remember.
就在162年。
In 162 AD.
这回他们非走不可。
This time they had to leave.
他们在路上。
So they were on their way.
庆祝玉棚祝棚节。
They were celebrating the Feast of Tabernacles. Feast of Passover.
你看见满月变红像血。
So the blood was blood moon. The moon was blood.
这就是他们开始漂流。
So this is their starting to wander.
所以这是八次里面的第一次。
So this is the first time of the eight times.
那么好了。
So now.
到了795。
In 795 AD.
有一些事情发生。
Some things happened.
我想我先讲到一面是讲到世界刚才我们讲过这个以色列的故事162一面是以色列的故事对不对
162 AD on the one hand is a story of Israel
但是那个时候因为以色列有一个梦想借助帕提亚王国来对付罗马帝国
Now because the Jews they want to use the strength of the Parthians to defeat the Romans
所以一面来讲是大事
On the one hand it's a big event
是罗马帝国的大事、mm-hmm.
It's a big event for the world.
是世界的大事。
It's a big historical history.
但是背后告诉我们是以色列的大事。
But behind it is this history of Israel.
从那一天开始。
From that day on,
压根儿他们整个的梦完全破碎。
So they're starting from the root. Their whole dream was destroyed.
现在他们的心完全死了。
So now they gave up everything.
明白吗？
Now you understand.
所以这是162年发生。
So this is what happened in 162.
然后经过了好几百年。
So after a few hundred years.
那慢慢慢慢，当然他们就像圣经所说的，像皮球一样抛来抛去。
So just like the Bible, they described that they were like a ball being cast over.
但是怎么抛来抛去，它有个轨迹的。
So when you were cast around, there is actually a trace.
根据以赛亚49章的预言，先是往北边，往西边，然后往东边去。
So Isaiah 49 tells us first to the north, then to the west, then to the east.
所以那个时候呢，在北边就发生了故事。
So in the north, there was a story that happened.
那么故事特别发生在哪里呢？
Where did that story happen?
就是发生在里海跟。黑海中间的高加索的北边。
So there was a story that happened in between the Black Sea, the Caspian Sea, north of Caucasia.
那大家还记得匈奴的故事吗
？So remember the story of the Mongolians.
那么讲到匈奴的故事是很复杂的故事。
So when you talk about the Mongolian history, it's very complicated.
那我们不管怎么样，就是在汉朝的时候。
During Han Dynasty,
你看见有些匈奴就被赶走了。
So some Mongolians they were cast out.
所以他们只要往西边走。
So they had to go west.
到了西边呢，他们就到了康居。
So when they came to the west,
Central Asia.
Central Asia.
那是一大片的草原。
So a great plain.
那么到了795年以前。
Before 795.
或者那一段很长的时间。
It's a long time.
他们慢慢的就从中亚就进到欧洲去。
They went from Central Asia to Europe.
你知道一翻过这个高加索山就是欧洲。
So once you pass Caucasia,The mountains, you came to Europe.
所以他们就来到了死海，不，这个黑海跟里海的中间。
So they came to the middle of the Black Sea and the Caspian
Sea. 在高加索的北边。
The north of Caucasia.
那就是今天苏联的南部。
That's the south of Russia.
俄罗斯的南部。
South of Russia.
一大片的土地。
It's a big piece of land.
这些匈奴呢，就定居下来了。
These Mongolians, they...Lived there and established.
刚开始的时候住在帐篷。
In the beginning, lived in tents.
那没有多久以后呢
？Soon after,
他就进步了。
Then they improved.
这个白天住在帐篷里面。
In the day, they lived in tents.
晚上呢就住在房子里面。
At night, they lived in homes.
他们盖的房子跟他们的帐篷是一模一样的。
So they built their homes just like their tents.
所以考古学家很容易认得出来。
So they knew very well.
所以你就知道，慢慢慢慢，他们接受了当时的文明。
So they accepted the civilization of the local area.
明白吗？因为如果光是匈奴的话，他只是游牧民族，是个 nomads， 就是
the Mongolians were just nomads, Bedouins.
那但是呢，现在呢，因为慢慢慢慢的稳定下来了。
But now they've established themselves.
所以呢，就跟当地人就发生关系。
So then they established a relationship with the locals.
所以就有一个王国就出现了。
So now kingdom 就出现了。There's a kingdom that appeared.
这个叫哈萨尔王国。
So kingdom Hazar.
那哈萨尔国慢慢慢慢就壮大起来了。
So then, Kingdom Hazar started to become stronger.
但是很有意思。
It's very interesting.
你没有想到啊，哈萨尔王国只要摆在那个地方一摆。
So if you put the Kingdom of Hazar there,
你就发现呢，它的东南边是回教大帝。
So the southeast they have the Islamic Empire.
它的西边西南边是东罗马帝国。
So southeast west of it is.The Eastern Roman Empire.
一个是信仰回教的。
One was believed Muslims.
一个是信仰天地，一个是信仰希腊正教的。
One was Roman Catholics.
那么然后呢？然后你看见说，就是因为他们势力壮大的缘故。
Now because they became so strong.
所以这个世界可以分成三个。
So this world could be divided into three.
换一句话说，这三个力量都很强的。
Three powers.
那就是因为哈萨尔王国的缘故。
Now because of the Kingdom Hazar.
所以。你看见回教大帝国不会攻到欧洲去。
So the Islamic Empire couldn't conquer into the.
他们要一手拿可兰经，一定手要征服世界。
So on the one hand they had the Quran, the other hand they want to conquer the world.
那为什么那个时候全世界没有回教化呢
？Why was the world not Muslimized?
所以读历史人告诉我们说
，So historians tell us
那个很重要的原因，就是因为哈萨尔这个匈奴王国就刚好在高加索的北边，在两个海，就是这几乎在整个苏联南苏联南边。
Because north of Caucasia, this kingdom Hazar had established itself there.
好，所以这就是那个时候。在795年以前的世界，那一代的世界是这样。
So this is the world before 795 in that area.
那大概到了795年。
So in 795,
你知道这些匈奴是十足的外邦人。
So these Mongolians, they were truly Gentiles.
但那个时候他们要做一个选择。
But they want to have a choice.
那基于政治的原因。
Now because of political reasons.
他要么相信天，要么相信希腊正教。
Either they became Greek Orthodox.
或者相信回教。
Or they believe in Islam.
那个时候因为三个势力要平衡的缘故。
So because in order to balance the powers of the time.
你做的梦都没有想到。
You never imagined.
他们是十足的外邦人。
They're Gentiles.
结果就在795年。
But in 795 AD,
他们率领国王率领40个部下。
So the king took 40 of his soldiers.
他们接受犹太教做国教。
They accepted Judaism as a national religion.
你明白吗
？You understand that?
到了842年的时候
，In 842,
他们就把铜币就做出来了。
So they made their silver coin.
所以现在考古学家根据那个，你就知道说那个时候他们已经把世界已经稳定下来了。
So at that point, they had stabilized themselves.
到了860年的时候
，In 868,
那就是满月变红象象就那一年。
So the year that they had the blood moon.
你知道那个时候呢，他 他们的皇帝的王的名字叫厄巴底亚。
So the king of Hazar, the Hazar kingdom, his name was Obadiah.
那厄巴底亚很明显是从圣经里面借来的。
Obadiah came from the Bible.
那么到了厄巴底亚做王的时候
，When Obadiah was king,
他就从巴比伦把一些拉比就请去了。
So then he invited some rabbis to his.
你明白吗？一面。教导他们，所以到处都是学校。
On the one hand, taught them all of many schools.
那一面呢，就建立很多的会堂。
On the other hand, established many synagogues.
所以到860年的时候
，In 860 AD,
我们可以说，真正这个整个的这个哈萨尔王国就变成完全接受犹太教做他的国教。
So Kingdom Hazar accepted Judaism as a national religion.
这是历史的事实。
This is a historical fact.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
在那个时候，犹太人到处被追赶。
So the people of Israel, they were chased all over the place.
他们没有想到。
They didn't imagine.
有一个国家
，There was a nation.
他可以跟东罗马帝国、跟回教帝国抗衡。
So they could stabilize the Western Rome, the Eastern Roman Empire, and.
结果他居然接受犹太教做国教。
And then accepted the Judaism as a national religion.
你不管他真相信假相信。
Whether they truly believe or don't really believe.
但是不管怎么样，今天到了哈萨尔王国，犹太人一定要受保护的。
No matter what, the people of Israel will be protected under King Hazar.
所以就在那一段时间。
So at that point,
很多的犹太人。就到了哈萨尔。
Many Jews went to the kingdom of Hazar.
就接受他的保护。
Accepted his protection.
以哈萨尔王国来做他的避难所。
And use Hazar king as his protection.
那请大家记得啊。
Don't forget.
所以这些犹太人在历史上就称作哈萨尔犹太人。
So these Jews are called the Hazar Jews.
所以你们要小心呢。
So be careful.
哈萨尔犹太人有两种。
There are two types of Hazar Jews.
一种是真的是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
One is true, the descendants of Abraham.
一个不是。
And one is not.
一个根本不知道从哪里来的。
Don't know where they come from.
明白吗？他们根本不是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
They're not the descendants of Abraham.
可是呢，他们说他们是犹太人。
But they say they're Jews.
因为什么呢？因为他们真是皈依犹太教。
Because they accept the Judaism.
请了拉比来教导他们。
And ask the rabbis to teach them.
他们有他们的会堂。
They have their own synagogue.
所以今天你如果在哈萨尔王国的话。
So if you're in the kingdom of Hazar,
你就好像当时在以色列一样
as if you're in Israel,
从来在历史上没有这样的事情发生
Never did something like this occur in history.
但是很稀奇
But it's amazing.
就是795那一年
In 795 AD,
你看见吗？满月变红像雪
The blood moon became
然后842年那一年
In 842
也是满月变红像雪
Also the blood became moon
现在你就看你考古家可以找到他们铜币
So now archaeologists can find their coins
到了860年的时候
In 860
现在很正式了
Now it's official
现在有拉比做他们的老师
Now the rabbis are their teachers
到处都是学校
And there are many schools
到处都是会堂
Many synagogues
他们所受的教育
The education
是完完全全犹太教的教育
So as the Judaism as the education
这个完全叫人跌破眼镜 怎么样都没有想到
This would certainly shock many people
所以请大家记得
So everybody remember
这个就是那个时候所发生的大事
So this is a great thing that happened at the
time 那一点都没有错
That's true
你看这些人从原北来
These people came from the far north
所以他们最早是到了哪到了北方
So the earliest time they went to the north
但起头的时候
But in the beginning
不要忘记
Don't forget
他们往那一带去
They went to this area
是因为西古提的缘故
Because of
Scythians. 那么讲到西古提的时候
you talk about the Scythians,
请大家记得那是代表希腊最高的文化
It speaks about the highest civilization
所以很自然的最早他们往那个方向走
So they went there very naturally
但是还是没有安全
But they didn't have protection
一直等到哈萨尔王国的时候
Until the kingdom of Hazar was established
我们知道说他们才稳定下来
So then they were established
所以经过了多少年的保护
So after so many years of protection
但是很可惜
But it's a shame
是这个好景不长没有多久以后
Not too long after that
他们又受了逼迫
So they were persecuted
那原因在哪里呢
What was the reason
我们刚才所讲那65年
So we said for 65 years
是讲到以色列所发生的事
So what happened in Israel
但那个时候世界大局也是很重要的
But this is also an important world history
什么意思呢
What does it mean
因为这些人是从北方来
Because these people came from the north
结果神就在北极做了一件事
So God did something in the North Pole
那北极什么地方呢
What, where
那就是今天的瑞典
In Sweden
今天的挪威
Norway
你知道他们是很靠近北极的
They north, near the North Pole
这就是今天的北欧
North Europe
那就是包括丹麦在里面
Includes Denmark
哎，很有意思。
It's very interesting.
当时这个回教徒怎么从沙漠开始出来？
So just like the Islamic Empire came from the desert.
结果这些人从海上上。
So these people came from the sea.
这些人很会造船。
These people knew how to build vessels.
所以没有多久以后呢，他们就向整个欧洲进军。
So now they started to conquer all of Europe.
他们分西边跟东边。
The west and the east.
西边是挪威，再加上丹麦。
West is Norway plus Denmark.
东边就是瑞典。
East is Sweden.
那这些人严格说来都是海盗。
So these are all pirates.
但是我们今天称他们叫 Vikings， 称他们叫维京人。
Vikings.
维京人。
Vikings.
那维京人什么时候开始的呢
？When did they start？
就是795年开始。
795 AD.
这是西边的维京人。
It's the western.
那东边的维京人呢
？The eastern Vikings.
是到了860年就出现了。
They came out in 860.
所以你看见那65年。
So the 65 years.
不要忘记了，是以色列人被漂流到北方的那一段时间。
So it's the period of time they had gone to the north.
但是神在大环境上。
But in the greater environment.
稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't it amazing？
就在795年。
In 795 AD.
那些维京人、那些海盗就沿着这个挪威、丹麦，沿着海一直下来。
So they came down the sea from Denmark and Norway.
然后在爱尔兰登陆。
So they landed in Ireland.
到了842年的时候。
842.
洗劫整个的伦敦。
And they conquered the whole of London.
然后洗劫啊，然后呢，没有多久以后就往西欧走了。
They continued towards West Europe.
所以不要忘记了。
So brothers, don't forget.
这些人呢，就借着海路，就慢慢慢慢的进到这些地方。
So through the sea, they came to these lands.
刚开始很野蛮。
In the beginning, they're barbaric.
像海盗一样。
Just like pirates.
慢慢他们学会了赚钱。
Slowly they learned how to make money.
他们做起生意来就像模像样子。
So when they started to do business, they did it.
所以然后世界慢慢就和他们做生意了。
So then the world did business with them.
所以维京人的崛起是795年。
So the start of the Vikings is 795.
啊，这不要忘记，这是西边的。
This is the west.
从瑞典呢
？From Sweden.
有另外一半就往东走了。
So another group went towards the east.
往东走就是苏联嘛。
Go towards east.
就是俄罗斯。
Is Russia.
俄罗斯有几条大河。
Now Russia had a few big rivers.
最大的河叫伏加河。
The biggest river is the river
Volga. 那么这伏加河呢，从莫斯科可以一直到里海的。
So from Moscow it can reach the Caspian Sea.
稀奇不稀奇
？Isn't it amazing？
所以因着这个缘故呢，这些维京人呢，就从瑞典慢慢慢慢的就到了什么？就到了里海附近。
So these people went from Sweden all the way to the Caspian.
那不要忘记里海的附近谁当家呢？是哈萨尔王国当家。
King Hazar.Took care of the Caspian Sea.
所以起头的时候，他们来了也和他们做生意。
So the beginning they did business with them.
但是没有想到，
unbeknownst to them,
他们越来越厉害，越来越厉害。
They're more and more powerful.
那这些人不叫维京人。
So these people are not called Vikings.
这些人叫做罗斯人。
These are called the Rohs.
这就是俄罗斯的开始。
So this is the start of Russia.
明白吗？他们不是斯拉夫族。
They're not Slavic.
斯拉夫族永远被统治。
Slavics are also always slaves.
起头的是哈萨尔国统治他们。
Beginning the Hazar conquered them.
没有多久以后，罗斯人就来欺负他们。
Later on, the Roth folks they came and conquered.
所以今天历史学家告诉我们。
So historians tell us.
俄罗斯这个国家是从哪一年开始
？When did Russia start?
是860年开始。
Started in 860.
很稀奇。
It's amazing.
就是那一年。
That year.
有100艘的这些海盗。
So there were 100 vessels of these pirates.
每一艘船有100个人。
So every boat had 100 people.
你可以算出来有多少人吗
？You can see how many people.
然后密密麻麻的就登陆了什么？就登陆了伊斯坦堡。
And they landed in Istanbul.
那这是不得了，那一件是个大事。
That was a big event.
后来叫大家刮目相看。
So they were amazed.
所以斯拉夫人就对他们说。
The Slavic told them,
你来统治我们吧。
Come take care of us.
所以这就是俄罗斯国家诞生的。
So this is the founding year of Russia.
所以明白吗
？So you see that?
这就是一面是以色列的大事。
It's the big event of Israel.
一面是世界大事。
It's a big event in world history.
但是很有意思。
But it's very interesting.
等到后来，罗斯慢慢的就信了。 主就信了基督教。
Now the Ross became Christians.
所以慢慢就开始逼迫犹太人。
So now they started to persecute the Jews.
那不要忘记，从此以后犹太人又继续开始漂流。
From that point on, the people of Israel continued.
那有的人就逃到了波兰。
Some came to Poland.
那么这就是一世纪呢，就是这些东欧的犹太人。
So these
那是罗，那的的确确是谁呢？是这个。是亚伯拉罕后裔。
So these are the Ashkenazi Jews.
所以这些就后来就是他们回到以色列。
So they return to Israel.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
还有好多不是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Many who are not the descendants of Abraham.
他们本来就在那个土地上土生土长。
They grew up in that land.
这些也是犹太人。
These are also Jews.
也是哈萨尔犹太人。
Also Hazar Jews.
他们完全是挂名的。
But they are nominal.
他们根本就没有相信。
They didn't really believe.
他们受了逼迫以后，
After they're persecuted,
他们就怀恨在心。
So they hated in their hearts.
没有想到这个恨一维持，维持了一千年。
So this hate continued for 1,000 years.
到了有一天，
One day,
他们终于爆发了。
So then they exploded.
什么时候爆发的？
When they explode?
是1917年革命的时候。
So in 1917, during the revolution,
他们终于爆发了。
So they exploded.
稀奇的很。
Isn't it amazing?
除了列宁是四分之一的犹太人之外，
Other than Lenin being a quarter Jew,
所有党政军最早最早的通通是犹太人。
So all the earliest members were Jews.
我们要问，犹太人会不相信神吗？
So Jews don't believe in God.
如果你知道哈萨尔犹太人的起源，
So you need the start of the Hazar Jews.
你就知道说经过了一千年，
So after 1,000 years,
那个仇恨是难消的。
So their hate was in their heart.
所以这就解释了最近100年到150年的故事。
So it talks about the history of the recent 100 and 150 years.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers,
我们以为说那是那个时候的故事，
We thought it was a story of that time.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget,
一直到今天，
Even until today,
那个影响还是很重大的。
The impact is still great until today.
所以这个大概就是79年795一直到860那段时间。
So this is from 795 to 868.
所以很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
那个时候以色列人被掳到了北方的基础。
So Israel was taken to the northernmost remote.
那是指的65年以后。
So this is period of 65.
那只有一千年以后的故事是以后的故事。
Story of 1,000 years later is another story.
但是很稀奇。
But it's amazing.
2014年。
2014.
你有没有觉得很稀奇？
Do you think it's quite amazing?
克里米亚重新回到了俄罗斯的怀抱。
Crimea returned to the to Russia.
你知道 Time Magazine 是怎么说的？
What did Time Magazine say?
他那个旧的秩序又重新回来。
So the old order has returned.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
冷战又开始了。
The Cold War has started.
我们称它做第二次的冷战。
It's the second Cold War.
这个故事到现在还没有完。
So this story hasn't ended.
我要请问大家。
I want to ask everyone.
第一个循环的最末了。
The first cycle towards the end.
俄罗斯的兴起。
Russia rose up.
最后第二个循环的最后一次。
The end of the second cycle.
你看，俄罗斯回来了。
Russia has returned.
莫斯科。回来了。
Moscow has returned.
这个背后到底代表什么？
What does this mean?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看见这里面有许许多多的故事。
So there are many stories behind it.
所以今年跟明年，
So this year and next year,
就做世界大事来讲，
So from the world events,
很清楚的。
It's very clear.
你可以看得出来，特别为什么好像忽然间，你看见就在克里米亚附近。风云就不一样。
All of a sudden, near Crimea, the whole story has changed.
那当然也有以色列人所发生的故事。
So of course, the story of Israel as well.
所以如果我们回过头来看整个的故事，
So if we look back all of this history,
162年，
162 years,
他们不能不离开。
They cannot but help but leave.
然后经过了几百年，
After a few hundred years,
神把他们带到了远方的基础。
God brought them to the remotest parts in the north.
但是终于神怜悯他们。
But the Lord had mercy on them.
他们找到了避风港。
They found a place to hide.
那刚好就是那六十五年所发生的。
So those 65 years.
然后到了1493年。
1493.
你看见他们真是漂流到西方的。
And then they wandered towards the west.
到了后来最后的六十五年。
And the last 65 years.
你看见果然到了东方的基础。
They come to the easternmost.
所以慢慢慢慢，中国在历史在整个新闻的版图上就占很多的位置。
So now China has taken part of world history, world news.
我曾经读过。一
本书。
I read one book.
那一本书就是如果十万万人一起跳怎么办
So what if 1 billion people jumped at the same time?
那个意思就是说如果十万万中国人真的一起跳的话这个地球会有什么结果
So if all these 1 billion people jumped at the same time, what would impact would have on the earth?
那请我们记得
So let us remember.
从1949年
So 1949
一直到今天
Until today.
你回过头去看
You look back.
你不能不说是神在历史中间行走。
You cannot say that God is not moving in history.
我不是告诉弟兄们吗
I told brothers and sisters.
很有意思的是
Very interesting.
今年呢你知道西班牙正式承认他们错了。
So this year, Spain admitted that they were wrong.
他们向犹太人道歉。
They apologized to the Jews.
他们欢迎他们回去。
They welcome them back.
只要能够证明他们是当时的犹太人。
So you can, if you prove you were Jew of the time.
所以你看见这些事是偶然的吗
Are these accidental?
不可能是偶然。
It's not accidental.
所以从以色列的悲欢离合。
So from the ingathering and the scattering of the Israelites,
看得很清楚，弟兄姊
妹。You see very clearly.
那个次序是先是不能不走。
The order is they can't help but leave.
因为你不能抗拒神的旨意。
You cannot go against the will of God.
然后这些人从北方来。
So they came from the north.
这些人从西方来。
These came from the west.
这些人从东方来。
These came from the east.
那么这些呢，乃是整个。以色列的悲欢离合史。
So this is the whole story of Israel's scattering and ingathering.
这个一点都不是偶然的。
This is not coincidental.
如果你都把它读过了以后
，If you study all the history,
你就很清楚。
You become very clear.
现在我们要问
，So we want to ask.
这些故事难道没有对我们说话吗
？These stories doesn't it tell us a story?
到底说什么话呢
？What should it tell us?
我想明天早晨我们再继续。
So we'll continue tomorrow morning.
那是我们最后的一堂。
So that's our last message.
但那个基础呢，是建立在昨天晚上。跟今天下午
The foundation is established from last night and this afternoon.
如果这三堂你们都来的话
If you came all these three sessions,
我相信明天早晨那个信息是比较清楚的
So then the message tomorrow will be very clear.
因为我们是蜻蜓点水式的
So we were just very briefly covered.
我们大概根据以色列的漂流史
According to the history of Israel's
然后你看见教会是怎么样四分五裂。
See how is the church divided?
然后我们的主怎么样召聚他的儿女们回来
？And how does our Lord gather them back together?
所以让我们记得
，So let us remember
以色列的悲欢离合史。
So the history of the ingathering and scattering of Israel
就叫我们想到了教会的悲欢。
Reminds us of the same church history.
当然，我们知道主很快就回来。
We know the Lord's returning soon.
但是我们这一次的重点不是放在预言上。
But our focus is not on prophecy this time.
其实，如果再等一年，已经太久了。
If you wait another year, it's too long.
如果你真的爱主的话
If you really love the Lord,
但是不管怎么样
But no matter what,
也许今年明年有大事发生
But maybe this year or next year, great things
什么大事我们不知道
We don't know much.
但是过去大事我们知道
But we know what happened in history.
过去每一次发生什么事我们都知道
We know all of the events that happened in the past.
光从这些故事
Just from these stories.
就足够让我们学习美好的功课
So we should learn a great lesson.
所以我想我们今天呢就说到这里
We'll just speak this much today.
那明天早晨我们再继续
Tomorrow morning we'll continue.
我们低头一些祷告。
Bow with a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
是你把这些话赏给我们。
You gave us these words.
虽然我们好像没有准备好。
As if we're not prepared.
但你已经准备好把这些话给我们。
You already prepared to give us these words.
所以我们求你圣灵继续做翻译的工作。
May your Holy Spirit do the work of interpretation.
主啊，但愿你吸引我们。
May you draw us.
尤其是明天早晨。
Especially tomorrow morning.
凡有耳的都应当听。
Those who have an ear must listen.
但愿主你在这里能得着一般人来跟随你。
May you gain the people to follow you.
得着一般人就像得胜者一样。
Gain the people that are overcomers.
能够迎接你回来。
To welcome you back.
主啊，但愿这些话。
May these words
在我们的深处产生作用
in our depths and do a work
在这个地方产生变化
here do a work of transformation
在你回来以前
before you return
主啊叫你的心能得着满足
that your heart may be satisfied
听我们在里面的祷告
hear our prayer before you
靠主耶稣基督得胜的名
in Jesus' victorious name
Amen, Amen.